This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the Big Boy Slider 2-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
High school baseball is online and on the air.
Here's the windup and the pitch by Saunders. Two strikes to the hitter. He skies it to left center field pretty deep. Raiders are going back on the dead run. Monin. Monin's got it over the shoulder. 320 feet from home plate in deep left center as Farrell gave it a big time ride. Wow.
Hear those big defensive plays on scoresbroadcast.com as well as those clutch two-out base hits.
Zane Chappie is in the box. Aiden Chappie down at first. Braylon Cordonier at second. Swing, line drive, right field line. It is fair! Inside the strike by a foot. Throw going to second. Relay is... It gets away! Rolls into left center. And the Rushi Raiders have come all the way back from 3-0. Bases clearing hit along the right field line. How about that? Two-out rally by the Raiders, who now lead it 4-3.
And the Shelby County Athletic League earned two state championships in 5 years right here on the radio on your phone. ScoresBroadcast.com.
New hitter steps in for Newark Catholic. Here's a swing and a high pop to short center field. Coming in is Chappie on the run. Got it! And the Raiders dugout empties. Rushi with a stirring come from behind 4-3 win over Newark Catholic.
Heard on scoresbroadcast.com, Fort Loramie won the Division IV state crown in 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for one. To Middendorf for two. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the book. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus.
And on scoresbroadcast.com, you listen to the Raiders wipe out favored Lincoln View to take the title last June.
There's a hard ground ball to Monin at second. He's got it. Little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincoln View. Hayden Quinter had three hits. Braylon Cordonier had three hits, and Aiden Chappie had three hits as Landon Price threw the limit, 125, going into the sixth. Rushi wins it. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to Northmont High School. I am Brian Billing alongside the coach, Casey Madison. We are here for a Division IV regional semifinal between Parkway and Rushi. Parkway is the home team today. We'll be batting second. Rushi will be batting first. Beautiful day here at Northmont for this regional semifinal game against two teams that just played each other relatively recently. They played back on Saturday, May the 5th. Rushi won that contest 14-7. Parkway led 7-6 heading into the sixth. The Raiders exploded for 8 runs in the sixth inning, had several hits, and were also helped by a couple of hit batters and a couple of Parkway fielding errors. Rushi enters 18-7. They did have a game with Arcanum earlier this month where they were ahead 3-0. That's reflected on their record as a victory on the Shelby County Athletic League site, if anyone has seen that, but because it was not five complete, it does not count. So their official record stands at 18-7, not 19-7. Parkway enters with a 19-5 record. The Panthers are hoping to do what they did to Minster. They lost to Minster in regular season by a score of 10-2 in Midwest Athletic Conference play, but were able to beat the Wildcats 6-2 in a district final last Thursday at Wapakoneta. After losing 14-7 to Rushi in regular season, they will hope to do the same as against Minster and earn a postseason victory against the Raiders. It is Rushi and Parkway battling each other in a regional semifinal here today at Northmont High School. We're going to be paused for a brief commercial break, and when we come back, we'll take a closer look at these two teams. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. this, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome back to Northmont High School. I am Brian Billing, joined by my old friend Casey Madison. We ran Top Billing Sports over in Clark and Champaign County for several years. I am pitch hitting for Jack Kramer on play-by-play duty today, and we brought on Casey as our pinch hitting analyst. Casey, it's fitting, I think, that you and I are back together on air for the first time at a softball game, because that's where some of our best memories for Top Billing Sports were, quite often in setups like this. But I've learned since then, I have a canopy tent now, so I brought that for shade and parked us next to where I thought we would be in shade naturally from the dugout. By the way, the sun is hitting, and it's nice and cool, and good spot here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brian. It's really great to get back into this. It's been a little while for me, and of course, I can always rely on my buddy Brian to get me back into the swing of this. So yeah, anytime you're in a regionals, it's always a lot of fun, no matter what level, what sport it is. And so these are two well-traveled teams, and they've got a nice crowd here, and this is going to be a lot of fun.
You did see Rushi last Friday in that district win over Southeastern down at Miamisburg. That was an impressive performance by them, losing or giving up those late runs in the bottom of the eighth inning, but they were able to hold on. What did you see from them poise-wise in that game?
Yeah, I tell you, they do a nice job on defense. That's what I really noticed. They've made some really great plays on defense, and especially in the infield. Their pitcher was poised, Hoying, and they look like a team that is a veteran team who really knows what it takes to get to here.
Arushi again in a regional for the third straight year. The program had never made it until 2 years ago when they made it for the first time. They lost 16-1 to Mechanicsburg in a regional semifinal at Greenville that year. They had a better showing last year, making the regionals for the second time. They beat Howard East Knox here at Northmont in a semifinal. Then they lost to Bradford in the regional final. That game was moved to Wright State, but they gave the Railroaders, who were the defending Division IV state champions, all they could handle. Lost that one 3-1. They are hopeful and confident heading into this one, given the fact that they beat Covington, who beat Riverside earlier today by a score of 9-1 to advance. So Covington has punched its ticket to Friday's regional final, which is scheduled for 5 o'clock on Friday. Rushi beat Covington in a regular season game in early April, 4-3. They also, again, as I said earlier, beat Parkway 14-7 in a regular season game. So with Covington having won, Rushi is poised to face two opponents that they beat in regular season. With all the seniors they have this year and the experience, with it being their third straight regional trip, they are cautiously optimistic and confident for that. I did hear Roger Hammonds, the father of Shea Hammonds, who's a big person in softball in West Central Ohio, totally, the whole area with the travel program he runs. He was talking about how none of that matters. And again, Parkway showed that by having lost to Minster in lopsided fashion in regular season and then beating them in that district final last Thursday in Wapakin to advance this game. As Casey was saying, McKenna Hoying has been the steadying force in the circle all year for the Raiders. She has a 2.50 ERA about and has about 120 strikeouts in 140 innings this year. She is batting .355 at the plate. But Rushi has several other hot hitters, including senior Reese Gubo, who is hitting .391, and senior CeCe Borchers, who has a .344 batting average and a .449 on-base percentage. Sage Hoying, another strong hitter for Rushi. She is batting .421 on the year and has a .471 on-base percentage. Speaking of Hammonds, Shea Hammonds had a good game against Southeastern. She was 2-for-3 in that one, also drew a walk. And then Corey Gubo did well entering the game late. She was 1-for-2, had the game-winning double there in the top of the eighth, and then Rushi was able to hold off Southeastern in the bottom half to win that one. But that was a big hit that Corey Gubo was able to come up with off the bench. Looking over at some stats for Parkway, again 19-5 on the year. Meg Hinkle has led them in the circle this year. She has a 3.10 ERA with 80 strikeouts and 97 innings of work. She also has a .467 average at the plate with a team-high 40 RBIs and 42 runs. Parkway has several other players who also have good batting averages, including Paige Stevenson. She leads the squad with a .524 average and has 28 RBIs to her credit. Madison Louth has a .500 average and 20 RBIs, and Britton Bruns has a .433 average. Looking at the keys to today's game, brought to you by Francis Schulze in Rushi. They have the finest building components from storm doors to garage doors. Francis Schulze offers that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using those highest quality building components. For these two teams today, there are key building components as well. Both strong hitting teams. They know what it takes to be able to get on base in this circumstance. The key there, not to swing at early pitches, find a good pitch to hit. And, of course, the big key, which is so big in baseball and softball, especially at the high school level, is to limit your fielding mistakes. The team that doesn't give away the freebies more than the opponent is the one that normally is successful. So limiting those errors and errors of omission as well, a big key. The key building components for Parkway and Rushi before this regional semifinal. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. We're going to pause for a long commercial break. When we come back, we will have the first pitch here between Parkway and Rushi. You're listening to a Division IV regional semifinal between Parkway and Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
High school, before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime. Treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Proud to support the Rushi Raiders in high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com is Francis Manufacturing on East Main and Rushi. At Francis Manufacturing, quality is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is incredibly high, and it has to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand exact perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. In fact, this workforce averages over 15 years of experience providing amazing attention to detail. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum seam casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing is pleased to support high school sports and the efforts of Scores Broadcast to promote them.
And welcome back to Northmont High School. I am Brian Billing alongside Casey Madison. We are here for a Division IV regional semifinal between Parkway and Rushi. And we are underway. Reese Goubeau up to bat first for Rushi. And on a, what was that, a 2-1 pitch?
0-1.
0-1 pitch for her. She's able to get a short fly to fall in shallow center field for a single. So Rushi on base here quickly. Coming up now for the Raiders is Simone Putoff. She looked to bunt there. Second pitch coming up. Looking at the defensive lineup on the field now for Parkway, who is again the home team today. They are wearing white jersey tops, black pants. Behind the plate for the Panthers is Mia Suzuki, and of course the pitcher who has been in the circle all year for Parkway is Meg Henkel. A 1-1 coming up now here for Putoff. Henkel delivers, and that one is fouled out of play. At third base for Parkway is Emery Temple. Playing shortstop is Britton Bruns. At second base is Adra Miller. And at first base, Paige Stevenson. Here is the 1-2. Grounded to short. Runner thrown out at second. Safe on first. And Putoff goes to second after the throw is errant to first.
That was a tailor-made double play there. Shortstop flips it over to second. Second throws it a little high. And on the overthrow, they go to second base. So that would have been a really great start for Parkway.
So Goubeau out on second, but now Putoff over to second. So one out, one runner on. Now the pitcher for Rushi, McKenna Hoang, at the plate. She looks at a low ball one. Putoff took off running there, forced to go back to second. In the outfield for Parkway, Avery White is in left field, Audrey Nichols is in right field, and Madison Louth is in center field. Here's the 1-0 to Hoang. It is popped up and is caught in foul territory along the third base line. That was a nice play by Temple, charging over there to get the second out here in the top of the first. And now coming up to bat for the Raiders is Kelby Dosek, one of several seniors on the team for the Raiders. There's a low ball one. Putoff once again took off running, forced to go back to second. No score here as we have just gotten underway between Parkway and Rushi in this Division 4 regional semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, I'm Brian Billing alongside Casey Madison here today. There is a pop-up and caught. Another nice play by Temple. She caught that short pop-up. And Rushi strands a runner at second base. We head to the bottom of the first. No score between Rushi and Parkway on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back to Northmont High School, where Parkway is coming to the plate at the for the first time today as we head into the home half of the first inning in this Division 4 regional semifinal. Again, the Rushi baseball team is in action right now. They are playing Miami Valley Christian Academy in a district final down at Miamisburg High School. We will be passing along updates from that baseball game as we get them today. No score here in this regional semifinal softball game. Leading off for Parkway here in the bottom half of the first is Bruns. Hoang delivers, and that is a low pitch for ball one. Britton Bruns, the leadoff hitter for the Panthers. Hoang winds, delivers. Bruns hits it chopper towards third. It is fielded. And she beats the throw for a single.
That called a foul.
Okay.
The plate umpire had put his hands up saying it was foul. They still played it out. And so go back to the plate, try again.
Well, Parkway was really excited about that.
Well, he didn't yell it. They did. They usually yell the, you know, yell foul ball. He just put his hands up.
Of course, Parkway's been excited for a long time. They were on the field quickly after the end of that Covington Riverside game. I even posted a video of them on Twitter. They were dancing here for a while. Casey, you missed the line dancing that the Parkway was doing. So Panther is really loose. There is a pitch by Bruns, fouled back. 1-2 count now. Hoying delivers. It's a low pitch. Hits off the plate in the dirt. Hammonds has to go chase it. Shea Hammonds, a sophomore, one of the few underclassmen on the field for Rushi. She's done a fine job in her first season as starting catcher in place for her older sister Riley, who graduated last year. Another low pitch from Hoying there. Full count now, 3-2 for Bruns. Hoying delivers. It is there for a strike. Bruns will head back to the dugout.
Looked like she hit the outside corner at the right time on the full count pitch.
Louth coming up for Parkway now. One out after that strikeout here in the bottom of the first. No score between Rushi and Parkway on scoresbroadcast.com. Madison Louth, 500 average, 20 RBIs this year for the Panthers. Here is the 0-1 pitch from Hoying. It is down low for a ball. So is that a slap bunt that she's attempting there, Casey, with the running start? I forget what the term is for that.
Well, lefties it could be, but lefties are usually a drag bunt.
Drag bunt, okay.
But she is trying to slap him like a...
And she gets
like a chop.
She gets one pitch up that Hammonds chases after in foul territory. Hammonds was close but could not quite come up with it.
Yeah, so
Louth stays alive here.
Sorry, Brian, that was not a bunt on that attempt. She, you know, gets going like she is going to bunt, and then she took a swing.
Okay. Count stands at 1-2. Hoying delivers. There is a strike, so that is two strikeouts for Hoying here to start the game. Coming up now for Parkway is the pitcher, Meg Hinkle. She bats right, and she is ready in the box. Hoying winds and delivers. That is a low ball in the dirt. We are here along the first base line at Northmont. I'm about parallel with the first base. There is the 1-0 pitch. That is also low for a ball. Casey's just a little off to my left down the first base line. Great view here at Northmont. Very nice day. We've done some really hot softball regional games before. Did a lot of really toasty ones down at Mason in Division II back in our days in Clark County. And this is very nice in comparison. Great day for this Division IV regional semi.
It is. It's a really, really nice setup they've got out here, too. Nice field.
2-1 now. Hoying delivers. There is a pitch swung on. They call it a dead ball.
It off her foot.
And now a 2-2 count. Hinkle ready. Here's the pitch from Hoying. There is a soft swing. Pop up right to first base. And there is Kelby Dosek to make the out for Rushi. We go to the top of the second. No score between the Raiders and Parkway on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can
can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center and Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Welcome back to Northmont High School. I am Brian Pilling alongside Casey Madison here today on ScoresBroadcast.com. Rushi going to work in the top of the second. No score between the Raiders and Parkway in this Division IV regional semifinal. Sage Hoying at the plate for Rushi. She has a 2-0 count now. Hoying, the second baseman, looks at a high pitch for ball three.
Rushi trying to get the leadoff runner on here, put some pressure. They did last inning, but they did not score on that one.
Hoying is the number five hitter for Rushi. There is a pop-up. It's trouble and falls in between three players in shallow left center field.
That was a 3-0 swing. Popped it up over the shortstop's head. Shortstop did not go back to get it. She thought both the left fielder or center fielder was going to go after it. It fell right there in no man's land. So leadoff single for Rushi.
And that is their second hit. As Casey said, they did get one hit in the first inning. Parkway did not get any hits in the bottom of the first. Now up at the plate for the Raiders is C.C. Borchers. She bunts, goes down the third baseline. There's a throw to first. Borchers is thrown out. Rushi fans thought she was safe, but she is called out. That sacrifice bunt does move Hoying over to second.
Anytime you see a team bunting, trying to bunt over in the first and second inning, they know that runs are going to be at a premium. And so they are doing that early in this game.
Nice play by Tempelo. She was on top of it to throw Borchers out at first. Now at the plate is Shea Hammonds for Rushi. She looks at a low ball one there. And Hoying now on second with one out here in the top of the second inning. Hammonds ready for the next pitch from Hinkle. Here's the wind. It is high for a ball. Count goes to 2-0. Shamans had a good game in that 4-3 extra innings victory over Southeastern in a district final last Friday at Miamisburg. She was 2-for-3 with one walk. She's ready for her 2-0 pitch here. Ankle winds, delivers. That is high and outside a bit, I think, for a ball.
Another 3-0 count here, Rushi's work.
Raiders have been able to rack up the runs at times this year. And Hinkle has given up. She has over a 3 ERA on the season. There is a ball in there for a strike. 3-1 count now. And runner on second for the Raiders here in the top of the second. No score between Parkway and Rushi. 3-1 count for Shea Hammonds. Here's the pitch from Hinkle. It's a chopper foul along the third baseline. Rushi did get some runners on early against Southeastern, but did not score until the fourth inning of that one. They definitely like to push this runner across here early and take an earlier lead today in this regional semifinal. Ankle with the 3-2 pitch now. It is swung on and missed by Hammonds. Strikeout for Hinkle, and that is her first strikeout of the game.
She climbed all the way back after falling behind 3-0 with three straight strikes.
And now at the plate for Rushi is Audrey Stickle. Ball gets away there. I missed that. Look back just as it was getting away. Was that a pass ball, Casey?
It appeared. It was close. It was in the dirt, but yeah, I would say it was a wild pitch.
Okay. So the result is that Hoying moves over to third. So now Hoying 60 feet away with two outs here in the top of the second. A 1-0 pitch going to Stickle now. There is a pop-up. It goes to Miller at second base, and she is able to catch it for the third out. Rushi strands another runner. No score between the Raiders and Parkway as we head to the bottom of the second here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Back at Northmont High School, I am Brian Billing alongside Casey Madison here on scoresbroadcast.com. Parkway coming up to bat in the bottom of the second inning. We do have a score update from the Rushi baseball team in their district final against Miami Valley Christian down at Miamisburg. RBI single from Braylon Cordonier. And Hayden Quinner has given the Raiders an early 1-0 lead, according to Craig Fissinger, for sending that in. He did say singles, plural, from Braylon Cordonier and Hayden Quinter as I read this text now. So perhaps that is a 2-0 lead for Rushi. We'll get clarification on that. But regardless, Rushi up early in the baseball district final. No score here in the bottom of the second in this regional semifinal softball game between Rushi and Parkway. Paige Stevenson at the plate to start things off for the Panthers. She has a 2-1 count now as Hoying readies. There's the delivery. It is swung on and missed by Stevenson. 2-2 count now. Here's a delivery from Hoying. It is fouled back. Hits the fence. Stevenson stays alive. Stevenson has a team-high 524 average for the Panthers this year. 28 RBIs to her credit. Here's a 2-2 from Hoying. That is fouled back, too.
She's doing a good job staying in there. Off-speed pitches. Just get enough of it just to stay alive.
Looking at the defensive lineup for Rushi, Shea Hammonds at catcher, McKenna Hoying at pitcher, CeCe Borchers on third, Simone Putoff at short, Sage Hoying at second, Kelby Dosek at first. There is another foul pop-up. Goes close to us here along the first baseline. Hoying charges at it, but she cannot get to it. And Hoying at second. And at first for Rushi is Kelby Dosek in the outfield. Jayla Shappy is in left. Reese Gubo is in center. There is a 2-2 hit by Stevenson, and she gets a 2 drop in right field. That is Parkway's first hit of the game. And Stevenson again was the first batter here in the bottom of the second for the Panthers. Again, Reese Goubeau in center for Rushi. And in right field for the Raiders is Eliza Garrity. Up at the plate now for Parkway is Audria Miller, second baseman for the Panthers, left-handed batter. And Stevenson on first for the Panthers with no outs, here in the bottom of the second. 1-0 pitch. That one in there for a strike. Hoying readies. Wines delivers, and there is a low pitch for a ball. 2-1 count.
They are concerned about the runner at first here. Left-handed batter in Miller, so it's making it a little bit more challenging for the catcher.
Hoying delivers on the 2-1 count. That is there for a strike. Looked a little low. But again, more of a difficult angle for us, especially when there's a left-handed batter. It's really good when there's a right-handed batter, but she blocks a bit of our view of exactly where that pitch is going across. Miller hits one. It falls in left field. Stevenson rounds, goes to third. Throw is there. She's thrown out.
Nice throw. Ball was hit to the left center field gap. Center fielder gets up and fires a seed to third base. Runner trying to go first to third.
And that is Reese Goubeau with the nice throw from center field for Rushi. So now one out. Miller is on second. She did move on the throw when Stevenson was thrown out at third. Now at the plate is Avery White for Parkway. Runner on second with one out here for White in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch to White was in there for a strike. Hoying delivers. Swung on, chopper. Back, there's trouble. Three players collide. Hoying and Cece Borchers and Simone Putoff all collided with each other as they were trying to field that ball. As a result, White moves to first base. Miller advanced to third. So now runners at the corners with one out. And at the plate now is Maddie Jacobs for Parkway. First pitch, she tries to bunt. It gets down. Hammonds, Fields out at first, but a run scores on the throw. Down to first. Miller comes across the plate, and Parkway strikes first to take a 1-0 lead over Rushi. Nice bunt there, Casey.
It was a nice bunt, and the runner went halfway down. That was Miller, went halfway down, and they didn't even give her a look. They just threw it right to first base, and she had a nice, easy jogging to home.
So Parkway takes a 1-0 lead. At the plate is Nichols. She slaps a grounder. It's recorded for the third out, but not before Parkway was able to push one across here in the bottom of the second to take a 1-0 lead over Rushi. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Parkway scores one run on three hits in the bottom of the second. to take a 1-0 lead over Rushi. But Rushi able to get on base here quickly in the top of the third. Jayla Shappy, that was her first pitch that Shappy just swung on there, right, Casey? There we go.
Yeah, next. What was that, a lobber you'd call it? A little dumper over the right field, and second baseman got a glove on it, trying to go back in the gap, just wasn't able to get it.
So Shappy now on first with no outs, and leadoff hitter Reese Gubo comes to the plate for Rushi. Raiders have an opportunity to strike back. Again, one run on three hits in the bottom of the second. Parkway on top, 1-0, but now Rushi one on with no outs in the top of the third. Gubo now has a 1-1 count. Gubo hit a single back in the first inning, first hit of the game. On that 1-1, she sends a fly ball out. It goes over Louse head in center field. Shappy goes to third. Gubo goes to second, and Rushi now has runners on third and second with no outs in the top of the third inning. Well, great opportunity for the Raiders here.
There's an indication where two plays could have been made by the fielders. Instead, they both fell, and now it's second and third. What a difference in a game like this in a one-run game.
Do have an update from Craig Fissinger at Rushi's Baseball District Final. It is a 2-0 score for the baseball team. There is a pop out by Putoff. It went right back to Henkel in the circle, and she throws Shappy out at third. No, they still call her safe. The way Parkway fans responded, I thought they called her out, but no. Shappy is still on at third, so that is just...
They did call her out.
One out. Okay, they did.
She went sliding back to catch her through to third. Sliding back, it looked like she made it back. It was a real close play. They called her out, so that's why the third base coach from Rushi is arguing the call.
Trey Stover, third-year coach at Parkway, has come out of Parkway's dugout. We are right by Parkway's dugout. Michelle Mullenkamp, closing in on a decade now for Rushi, is talking to the umpires. And we'll see what happens here.
She's trying to get an appeal from the second base umpire who had a side angle of the play. And now they're going to have a meeting about it.
We'll stay here on Scores Broadcast as the umpires huddle and tell you about a new sponsor here, Francis Manufacturing. They're a new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com on East Main in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard of Francis Manufacturing is extremely high, and it has to be because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Their highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Their workforce averages over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing is proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. They did call Shappy out at third, and there on the second pitch of her at-bat, Hoang hits a line out to second base. So just like that, Rushi is out. They had runners on third and second. A double play helped them get two quick outs. And that ground out by Hoang ends the top of the third. We head to the bottom of the first as Parkway is ahead of Rushi, 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? I bet you do. You see, Infinite Details in Anna can refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Infinite Details will shampoo and fluff your interior carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking shine. We'll even brighten your headlights and make that weathered exterior plastic sparkle once again. Infinite Details in Anna renews and restores your car's appearance inside and out. Infinite Details at 14555 State Route 119 East in Anna to the rear west side of Truck Stop 99. Any vehicle, your car, truck, or classic car is welcome at Infinite Details, the number one auto detailing service us around. Phone 937-638-6520. That's 638-6520. Some work can be done while you wait. Mention Scores Broadcast and receive 10% off your next $100 detailing job at Infinite Details in Anna. Your car drives good when it looks good. From east to west, Infinite Details is the very best.
Welcome back to Northmont High School. I am Brian Billing alongside Casey Madison here for this Division IV regional semifinal between Arushi and Parkway. The Panthers lead the Raiders 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the third with Parkway coming up to bat. Score update from Arushi's baseball district final. The Raiders lead 2-0 over Miami Valley Christian in that one. They are heading into the third inning. And there is a quick out for Parkway to start things off here as Temple hits a ground out.
Back to the pitcher. She almost caught it in the air but scooped it out of the ground.
And that was on the first pitch of her at-bat. And now up at the plate for Parkway is the leadoff hitter. In Britton Burns. There she hits a grounder, goes to second base. She is easily safe at first. That was a tough hit for Rushi to even try to field there. But Hoying did come over. She was good at even getting a throw that was even medium close, Casey.
Yeah, she stopped the ball and went up the middle, and she was able to go in the hole and get it. But it was just... Bruns is too fast.
And now at the plate is Louth. And we have... You'd say it, Casey, because I had my head turned when that happened.
Bruns stole the base
there, okay.
So she's at second base now with one out.
And Louth still at the plate. 1-0 pitch. That was a ball. Hoying's first pitch to Louth. There's the second pitch. It's in the dirt for a ball. Count goes to 2-0.
Rushi's really got to get tough here. They can't afford to give up another run right here and go down 2-0 or more.
So again, Britton Bruns, the shortstop on second. One out in the bottom of the third. Louth now has a 2-1 count for Parkway. Here's a delivery from Hoying. It's in the dirt for a ball. Count goes to 3-1. Hoying with the 3-1.
That's ball four.
High for a ball.
So now they have runners at first and second with one out.
Again, Bruns on second. And now Louth at first. As Casey said, one out here. Parkway with a 1-0 lead. Has an opportunity here to extend. Another critical situation from Rushi to try to prevent either of these two from scoring. At the plate now is Hinkle. For Parkway. She has a 1-0 count. There's a second pitch of her at bat. It's in there for a strike. Throw back to second. But Bruns is safe. 1-1 count. Hoying readies in the circle. Wines delivers. There is a slow pitch. Dropped. It is a ball, 2-1 count. Casey got a real good look at the movements that Hoying has in that district final against Southeastern. She does have good movement, too.
Yeah, she's pretty crafty. She's having trouble finding the strike zone right now.
And there was another pitch outside for a ball. 3-1 count. Again, two runners on with one out for Parkway. Runners on second and first.
Looked like a pretty tight zone. She looks like she's throwing a couple of pitches that could be called strikes.
And there is another one. Was that fouled, Casey? Popped out of Hammond's glove? Okay, so Hinkle did get a piece of it. Full count now. 3-2. Hinkle again, a .467 average and a team-high 40 RBIs for Parkway. She's also scored 42 runs. There's a 3-2. It's a pop-up. Right to Garrity in shallow right field. She gets it for the out. Hinkle heads back to the dugout, visibly upset with that. But Parkway still has an opportunity here now with two outs. And coming up to bat for the Panthers is Paige Stevenson. Stevenson hit a single earlier today. She swings at a high one there.
It's a changeup.
So 0-1 count for Stevenson.
Pointing had a lot of success with that changeup against Southeastern the other day when we saw her on Friday.
0-1 count. Hoying delivers. There is an outside pitch. Count goes to 1-1 for Stevenson. Bottom of the third. Panthers lead Rushi 1-0. There's a pop-up back to Hoying. She dives for it. Can't come up with it. It was close. Good effort by Hoying. But Stevenson able to get on base there. That was a tough ball to play for Hoying.
Yeah, it popped up right about halfway out to the circle. She dove. She laid out for it and dove for it, but her glove hit it, knocked it out, knocked it in foul territory. So it ends up being a fair ball, and that loads the bases.
Dangerous situation, but two outs for Rushi here. Coming up to the plate is Adria Miller for the Panthers. Conference in the circle for Rushi here.
Very pivotal part of the game right here, Brian. I know it's only the third inning, but with Parkway with a 1-0 lead, bases loaded. If Rushi can find a way to get out of this unscathed, they'll be happy.
Absolutely. In 1-0 lead for Parkway, bases are now loaded with two outs here in the bottom of the third. There, Miller. It's a routine flyout right to Reese Goubeau in center field. So that was a quick resolution for the Raiders. Parkway leaves the bases loaded in the bottom of the third, but the Panthers lead Rushi 1-0 as we head to the fourth inning on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Parkway leads Rushi 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning, with Rushi coming up to bat. Thank you for listening to this Division IV Regional Semifinal here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, the Shelby County online radio station, the radio on your phone for high school sports. Leading off Rushi in this inning is Kelby Dosek. He's 0-1 on the day. 1-1 count now. for Dosick. Ankle winds and delivers. That's a ball high. 2-1 count. And the Panthers just left the bases loaded there in the bottom of the third. Good pitch from Hoying to be able to coax a routine flyout in the inning.
Yeah, it's always a great way to get out of that. Hopefully get some momentum going for Rushi.
There's a slow pitch from Henkel. It's in there for a strike. There was some movement on that one. 2-2 count now. 414. Henkel winds, delivers. There is a high pitch. Goes over Suzuki's head. Luckily for Parkway in that situation, no runners on. Full count now.
Come on, man. Got a battle, man. Nothing free.
Ankle back in the circle. Dosick ready at the plate. Here's the delivery. Swung on by Dosick. Ground ball to shortstop. Throw to first is good. Routine play. Nice play. Nice throw by Bruns over to Stevenson at first base to retire Dosick. And coming up to the plate now for the Raiders is Sage Hoying. One out in the top of the fourth inning. Sage Hoying, sophomore infielder, has a team best 421 average for Rushi and a 471 on base percentage. She took the first pitch for a strike. Hinkle ready. There is a ball high in the zone. 1-1 count now for Hoying. Hoying did hit a single for Rushi back in the second inning. That is one of four hits the Raiders have today. Parkway is sitting at five hits. Panthers have made one error. Rushi has not made any errors. Another high pitch. 2-1 count now for Hoying. Hinkle delivers. There is a pop-up. Goes back to Louth at center field. And she records it in shallow center field for an out. And coming up now for the Raiders with two outs is C.C. Borchers.
Come on, Niner.
She will try to get Rushi started with two outs. Pitch from Henkel. Low in the zone. 1-0 count for Borchers. Borchers has a .344 average, .449 on base percentage. For the Raiders, one of several multiple year seniors on this group. She is a three sport athlete, is also a volleyball and a basketball standout for Rushi. 2-0 count for Borchers. Henkel delivers. That is down low for a ball.
Looked like a pretty good pitch on that one, Brian. Now it runs the count to 3-0.
So Borchers in a good position to try to get on here with two outs in the top of the fourth. There's the ball high, so Borchers walks on four pitches. One on now for Shea Hammonds, who is 0-for-1 on the day for Rushi. Parkway on top of Rushi, 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning here of this Division 4 regional semifinal. Hammonds fouls her first pitch back out of play. Hinkle back in the circle after getting a new ball. And both she and Hammonds are ready. Hinkle winds and delivers. There is a swing and a miss by Hammonds. And the runner is caught. Borchers was going. We have a rundown going on now. Throw back to first. She's tagged for an out. That ends the top of the fourth inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth with Parkway due up to bat, and the Panthers lead, Rushi, 1-0 here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Northmont High School. I am Brian Billing alongside Casey Madison here for this Division 4 Regional Semifinal. Parkway leads Rushi 1-0. Panthers coming up to bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning with that one-run lead. Hoying winds and delivers to the first batter of the inning for Parkway. And at the plate for the Panthers is Avery White, the left fielder. There is a pitch on the close to the outside corner. It's in there for a strike. That is an 0-2 count now. Boeing winds and delivers on the 0-2. That's outside for a ball. So White stays alive. Casey and I again ran a website and streaming service in Clark and Champaign counties for about 5 years. Did a lot of CBC stuff all over there. Casey back on the mic for the first time in a while here in this one. There, White hits a 1-2 pitch to Gubo in center field for the first out of the inning. Casey was a collegiate pitcher at Wright State. Marion Pleasant graduate. What was your old rival, River Valley? I saw they were still alive in baseball here recently.
Yeah, they were a big rival. And Ridgedale, too, Morrill Ridgedale, who a couple of years after I graduated won the state championship.
Now at the plate is Jacobs, Maddie Jacobs.
Come on, Dad.
She has a 1-0 pitch here. That is in there for a strike, 1-1 count. Hoying winds and delivers. There's a soft hit back to Borchers at third. She throws to Dosick at first for the out.
Pitchers are settling in now. Starting to hit the strike zone a little bit more in this inning.
Audrey Nichols, Parkway's right fielder, coming up here. She looks at a ball on her first pitch. Hoying winds and delivers on the 1-0. There is a hit along foul territory along the first base line. And Casey and I are along the first base line. I'm right about parallel with first base. Casey a little further down to my left, closer to the plate. Nice setup here at Northmont. Great weather today. The wind is blowing straight out here at Northmont High School. There is the 1-1 pitch.
Oh, that looked good.
It was high, though, according to the umpire. Now a 2-1 count. There's the pitch. That one is fouled out of play. In latest word from Rushi's district final baseball game, the Raiders are leading Miami Valley Christian 3-0 going into the fourth inning now in that one. There is the 2-2. That one also fouled out by Nichols. We are in the bottom of the fourth. Two outs. Parkway on top of Rushi, 1-0. Quickly moving game. We've only played about 53 minutes or so at this point. Hoying winds and delivers. That pitch is low. Now a full count. Nichols 0-1 on the day. There's the second pitch. That is low and in the dirt for a ball. So Nichols heads to first with two outs. And now coming up to the plate for Parkway is Emery Temple. She is the Panthers' third baseman. Runner on first now after that walk that Nichols was able to draw. And Temple's first pitch is a ball. A little different game so far here today. Again, Rushi beat Parkway 14-7 in a regular season game back on May the 5th. There's a grounder by Temple. Back to put off. She throws to Hoying at second for the out. That completes four innings of play here. That completes the top of the fifth inning here. We head to the bottom. No, I'm completely confused. It completes four, and now we head to the top of the fifth. Rushi coming up to bat, trailing Parkway 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the big boy slider two-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Hammond sends a 1-0 pitch to right field. Nichols catches it for the first out of the top of the fifth. Rushi at the plate here, trailing Parkway 1-0 in this Division 4 regional semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com. I am Bryant Billing alongside Casey Madison for this one. Pitch hitting for Jack Kramer. We will have the call of the regional final on Friday should Rushi advance. Jack will be back on the call for that one if that happens. Look for airtime a little before 4:30 in that one. But the Raiders will have to come back. They're trailing 1-0 here. Stickle at the plate with one out after that fly out by Hammonds. She now has a 2-0 count. Hinkle delivers. That one low for a ball. So 3-0 count. Hinkle delivers. That is low for a ball. So Stickle walks on four pitches. She is the number 8 hitter for the Raiders. Jayla Shapley, the number 9 hitter, coming up to the plate now. Although Michelle Mullenkamp talking to an umpire. We're going to get a courtesy runner. We are, believe that is Corey Goubeau coming up. Yes, it is. So Goubeau, we saw her in that district final win over Southeastern as a courtesy runner a couple of times. She entered the game late, was 1-for-2, hit the game, what proved to be the game winning double in the top of the eighth inning. That knocked in 2 runs to give Urushi a 4-2 lead. They held on to win 4-3 after Southeastern made that close in the bottom of the eighth. And we have another close one here today in Parkway on top of Urushi, 1-0. Raiders now with 1 on and 1 out in the top of the fifth inning. Shappy at the plate. There is a ball popped up, hits off the press box. Urushi in the third base dugout. Press box is above them. I think it woke all the people up there. Up. They've got the sun beating on them. We are down here at field level along the first base line in the shade close to Parkway's dugout. They are again the home team along the first base line. There's another ball fouled off by Shappy. Count at 1-2 now. It is a good breeze here today. Not quite as windy as it was at Miamisburg last Friday for that district final win for the Raiders. There's a pitch. It is hit by Shappy. Gets by Bruns at shortstop. So now 2 on as Goubeau moves to second. Shappy on first. And coming up now to bat is Urushi leadoff hitter Reese Goubeau. Couldn't ask for a better situation here, Casey. 2 on with 1 out.
Yeah, Shappy really got a hold of that ball. She smoked that ball by the diving shortstop Bruns.
Goubeau is 2-for-2 today. Reese Goubeau swings at the first pitch. That one almost goes directly into the press box in foul territory. So an 0-1 count after Reese Goubeau fouls that one off. Again, Corey Goubeau, her younger sister, at second. Jayla Shappy at first. As Casey just said, nice hard grounder that got by Bruns on second. 1-1 count now after a ball to Goubeau. Latest score update from Rushi's baseball district final. Raiders ahead 3-0, heading into the fourth of that one. Again, Parkway clinging to a 1-0 lead here in the top of the fifth of this Division IV softball regional semifinal. Leadoff hitter Reese Goubeau at the plate with 2 runners on and 1 out. 2-1 pitch to Goubeau. It's low for a ball. Hinkle in an interesting situation here, Casey. Do you just walk the leadoff batter who's 2-for-2 in this situation?
No, you don't, because you have a 1-run lead. That puts the go-ahead run at second.
And there is a chopper right back to Hinkle. Forced throw to third. Records an out as Corey Goubeau is thrown out there. Shappy moves to second. And Reese Goubeau is at first after that fielder's choice. So 2 outs now. Nice play. Parkway could not hardly ask for something better to have that soft chopper right back to Hinkle. Easy throw to third for the out. Simone put off at the plate now. She is 0-for-2 today for Urushi. Now 2 outs for the Raiders. Runners on second and first. 1-0 count. Hinkle winds, delivers. There is a ball hit.
That's
could
trouble.
Be trouble. Running up to get it from right field, though, is Nichols. She runs up to shallow right field, makes the catch. Urushi strands 2 in the top of the fifth. and trails Parkway 1-0 in a Division IV regional semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGinc.com.
Parkway leads Rushi 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth, and there is a quick out by the Panthers as Britton Bruns hits a grounder towards third. Easy throw to first for the first out of the inning. And coming up to bat now for Parkway is Madison Louth. Good play by Borchers. There is a grounder. That one goes through the gap into center field. So Louth able to get on with one out.
Both batters in this inning first pitch swinging, so maybe they're seeing something from Hoying, trying to get ahead of hitters, and they know that, so they're being aggressive on that first pitch.
Parkway pitcher Meg Hinkle now at the plate. Right-handed batter for the Panthers. She fouls one back. As you said, Casey, that's another first pitch swing. Oh, and one count. Boing gets a new ball after that one was fouled into the stands. Here's the pitch. That one in there for a strike. Hinkle did not swing at that one. Louth did steal second on that throw. So now a runner on second for the Panthers with one out. Parkway on top of Rushi 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-1 count here.
Hey, battle in there, nine. You love this year.
I think Louth caught Rushi by surprise. They didn't even throw it down second.
Come on, Niner. Come on, Niner.
Hinkle waits on the pitch after a timeout, and we have another time called. Hinkle steps in. Hoying on the rubber, ready. She throws a soft pitch and gets Hinkle to swing at it. It's an easy pop out to Dosik at first base. Two outs now. Runner on second for Parkway. Coming up to bat is Paige Stevenson for Parkway. She's dangerous. 2-for-2 today. First pitch. Stevenson looks at it for a strike.
Come on, Paige!
Stevenson was 3-for-4 at the plate in the district final victory over Minster. She sends one to foul territory along the right field line. Is 0-2 count now.
Instead of Hoying getting ahead here, first two pitches right down Broadway.
Stevenson steps back into the batter's box.
Come on, Paige!
Hoying. Lines, delivers. That is high for a ball. 1-2 count. And runner on second for the Panthers with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. They are ahead of Rushi, 1-0. Big difference again from that regular season game, a 14-7 Parkway victory. Stevenson gets a grounder by Borchers at third. The runner is tagged out though. Louth was very easily on the throw back to Hammonds at the plate.
Chappie came up throwing.
In left field.
I'm just going to say Parkway gambles on that with the two outs and the only one run lead. Sometimes you take that chance. But she was out pretty easily on that one.
So Rushi able to avoid further damage, and they stay in it as they trail Parkway by a score of 1-0. We've played five complete here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Welcome back to Northmont High School. Parkway leads Rushi 1-0. Top of the sixth. Raiders at the plate. And McKenna Hoying is hit by a pitch from Hinkle on the first pitch of her at-bat. To get on, Lacey Flippo comes on as a pinch runner. Excuse me, courtesy runner. My baseball terminology was getting in there for a second. Courtesy runner. So Flippo on first. At the plate is Kelby Dosek. She now has a 2-0 count. Suzuki did just throw down to Flippo, who had to dive back. On the 2-0, there is a hit, and Casey predicts it right. It falls in right field. That was trouble right along the right field line. Nichols ran over, but she was about 3 steps too late to be able to even try to catch that. So that single by Dosek gives Rushi a great opportunity here. Flippo on second, Dosek on first, no outs in the top of the sixth inning. The sixth inning is when the regular season game did change. Parkway was ahead 7-6 over Rushi in that one. Rushi scored 8 runs in that inning to run away to a 14-7 victory. Sage Hoying, who was 1-for-2 on the day, is at the plate now for Rushi. Ball 1 to her. Hinkle delivers on the 1-0. Hoying hits it. It's a grounder to Bruns, who records an out at second. Miller gets Dosek out at second. She threw to Stevenson at first. Parkway fans near us here at Northmont thought it was a double play, but they say that Hoying is safe at first. So now runners on the corners with one out for Rushi. Flippo on third. Hoing on second. CC Borchers comes in play here. Here's a pop-up. It goes to Miller. She catches it in shallow right. There's a throw back to home. It gets away, though. Flippo turned and ran back. There's a throw back away. Ball gets away. Flippo scores. Parkway with two mistakes there. Flippo initially dove back to third. Didn't see it. Casey, what happened after that?
So pop up to second. She tags from third on a top pop up to second. The throw goes into the dirt. Catcher cannot catch it. So, yeah, as you said, the runner thought it was going to be fielded by the catcher. It did not. She dives back to third. And as Parkway went to gather the ball and throw it to home, thinking she was going to be going home, they threw it away down the first base side, and then she went ahead and scored. It was a wild play.
And as a result of that, Rushi has tied the game 1-1. Parkway huddles in the circle after that as they will try to limit. Still a dangerous situation, though, as Hoing went all the way to third on all of that madness. So the go-ahead run, potentially, is 60 feet away. Shea Hammonds at the plate. She is 0-2 today. Looks at a strike one. Hammonds again, very dangerous though. She was 2-for-3 with a walk in the district final victory over Southeastern last Friday. There's the 0-1. Hammonds hits. Oh, great diving catch by Nichols. She charged at it in right field, dove and made the catch. Rushi was ready to take a lead on that one, but Nichols makes a great play to ensure the game stays tied, but Rushi gets one across to tie Parkway 1-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
I'm Brian Pilling alongside Casey Madison. Rushi able to get a run across there in the top of the sixth to tie Parkway 1-1. What a crazy play again, Casey, as Rushi was able to score on that.
Yeah, they will take advantage. They're happy to take advantage of that as they really needed some sort of break to go in their favor, and that was the one they needed.
Parkway coming back to bat here in the bottom of the sixth as the Panthers will try to get a lead again. Leading off Parkway in this inning is second baseman Adria Miller. Miller 1-for-2 on the day. She looks at a strike one. Hoing winds and delivers. There is a chopper hit by Miller. It goes to put off at short. She throws to Dosek for the first out here in the bottom of the sixth. Coming up now for Parkway is Avery White. White, a right-handed batter, steps in the box and awaits the first pitch from Hoing. Hoing delivers. There's a chopper hit right back to Hoing in the circle. She throws to Dosek for the second out. So two quick outs here for Parkway in the sixth. Rushi trying to grab the momentum here as they're able to get a run across in the top of the sixth. They had two hits in the inning. Jacobs at the plate now for Parkway. She fouls back her first pitch. Chappie led off the top of the sixth with a single for Rushi. Reese Goubeau then hit a double. Parkway turned a double play. I'm looking at the wrong inning, sorry. We'll recap that later, though, because that is a quick third out as Jacobs flies out to put off in shallow left field. A quick 1-2-3 inning for Parkway. We are heading to the seventh with a tie score 1-1 between Rushi and Parkway on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
So Corey Goubeau at the plate now, entering the game for Rushi. She has a 1-1 count here in the top of the seventh. And there is ball two to her. Goubeau now batting for Stickle in the number eight hole. Rushi again got one across in the top of the sixth. Corey Goubeau hits a liner straight back to Hinkle. Hits off of Hinkle, but wow. Parkway still able to make the play. So after it hit off of Hinkle, Miller, second baseman, ran up to it and threw to Stevenson at first just in the nick of time. Nice play, Casey.
Yeah, Goubeau, she smoked that one. Hits off the pitcher. It looks like it's her left hand, the glove hand. It looks like she's shaking that a little bit. They're checking on her now.
As she tried to wave the trainer off, she's talking to the umpire, but the umpire had them come out and look at her anyway. While they're doing that, we'll take an opportunity again to recap that crazy top of the sixth for Rushi. McKenna Hoying was hit by a pitch, then a single by Dosek. Fielder's choice out for Parkway, who threw the runner at second out. Then a pop out for the second out, but a throw back to Suzuki. The catcher went wild, flip all the pinch runner, dove back to third initially, and then the ball got away from Suzuki on a throw, and Rushi was able to score to tie it up. And there on the first pitch by Jayla Chappie is a fly out to center field. So two extremely quick outs for Rushi after Parkway had three quick outs in the bottom of the sixth. Again, top of the seventh now. Rushi and Parkway tied 1-1. And two outs for Rushi. Leadoff hitter Reese Goubeau, left-handed batter, center fielder for the Raiders, is at the plate. She is 2-for-3 on the day with a double. First pitch was a ball. There is the second pitch, another ball. So Goubeau quickly ahead here in this count. Hinkle did clear, obviously, after being looked at by the trainers. Goupeau fouls one off along the left field line there. 2-1 count.
Top of the order here. Rushi is hoping to get something going here since they are the visiting team. Rock and Parkway gets to bat at the end of every inning.
And would get to walk off if they're able to score one run, with the game sitting tied now at 1-1. Hinkle delivers a 2-1 to Goupeau. It's low for a ball.
The knees have not been being called very much on this strike zone today, as several times the pitchers looked like they had the ball crossed at the knees and it's being called low. So different zone here for the umpire.
Goupeau awaits the 3-1. There is a hard hit ball to center field. It's over Louse's head. That's the second time she's had one go over her head this game. Goupeau slides safely into second for a double. So she starts the Raiders with a two-out double as they will try to rally from trailing 1-0. Parkway again scored in the second inning to take the early lead. Rushi scored one last inning to tie it 1-1. Put off, swings, first pitch. Nichols runs over and makes the routine out in right center for the third out of the inning. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Rushi and Parkway tied 1-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ohio.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Parkway and Rushi tied 1-1 heading into the bottom of the seventh. The Panthers coming up to bat here with their 8-9-1 hitters. It is Nichols coming up to start for the Panthers. Audrey Nichols just made a great catch there in right field to end the top of the first. She's had some nice catches out there today, hasn't she, Casey?
Yeah, she's...
And she has a potential single there, but Rushi's able to still get it.
Wow, and she smoked the ball. One hopper to second base. Knocked down by Sage Hoying. And throw her out at first. That was a big play on for Hoying.
Yes, Hoying was able to use her body there to block it. Made sure the ball did not go too far away from her. She picks it up, throws to Dosick for the out. And as Casey said, though, that was a very hard-hit ball by Nichols, who, as we were saying, has made some great catches in right field for Parkway today. Number 9-hole hitter, Emery Temple, now at the plate for Parkway. Panthers have one out. We are tied 1-1 in the bottom of the seventh in this Division IV regional semifinal. 2-0 count now for Temple. Hoying delivers. There's a shot to right field. One hopper drops for a single. So Temple goes to first on that single. Parkway fans near us here at Northmont are excited.
Those are two of the hardest hit balls, and 8 and 9 hole hitters. So maybe they're starting to see something and Hoying's pitches, and they're just going with the pitch on the outside.
Now Britton Bruns, the shortstop, coming up to bat for the Panthers. She is 1-for-3 today. High ball one there. 1-0 count.
Come on, Britton!
Hoying on the day has given up one earned run on 8 hits and 2 walks. She has struck out 2 batters. She's at 85 pitches for the day. There is a pitch. Hit to the fence in left field. Runner goes to third and second. Temple at third now. Runs
wow.
at second after that double that went way over the head of Chappie. Did that one hop or two hop the fence, Casey?
That's what it looked like. It actually looked like Bruns got around too early on it, was going to pull it foul, and it stayed fair. As you mentioned earlier, though, the wind is blowing out towards center field, so maybe the wind did help keep that fair a little bit.
Yeah, if you heard the sudden surprise in my voice, as like Casey described there, I thought that was going out of play over the fence and foul territory along the left field line for sure, but no, it is a double. So Temple on third, Bruns on second with one out in the bottom of the seventh. The Panthers only need one run to win.
Now, Bryant, this is where you walk. This is where you walk the bases loaded and face. Face Hankel, who has struggled so far today at the plate.
Yeah, Madison Louth, the center fielder at the plate. Now she's 1-for-2 on the day. He was looking to bunt there. Didn't see what the call was. Ball, I guess, 1-0 count.
Yeah, I think you put her on. Load them up. Take your chances with the bases loaded.
Runner,
either one counts. Either one of the run counts, so it doesn't matter if the one on first base gets there.
Here's the 1-0 to Louth. That is way low in the dirt. 2-0 count. Again, runners on third and second. Temple on third. Bruns on second. Louth at the plate. Now a 2-0 count for Parkway. One out. Tie game. Here's the pitch from Hoying. That's in there for a strike. And again, you got to watch for a pass ball or a wild pitch here, Casey, because that would be enough for Parkway to win this game, too.
Oh, certainly. And, you know, CeCe Borchers is way up, playing way up for the bunt at third base. That's going to drop.
Sends one high.
No, she caught it.
Diving catch. What a catch. Jayla Chappie runs up from left field. Potentially game-saving catch there.
That was outstanding. She laid out on that one. If that falls, that's game over. She makes a play. The runner at third was not sure if she caught it or not. She could not tag. Chappie jumps up and keeps her at third base, so now it's two outs.
Yeah, that goes down as a fly out for Louth. And coming to the plate now with two outs is Parkway pitcher Meg Hankel. She is 0-for-3 today, as Casey was saying earlier when talking about potentially walking. She's struggling at the plate. There's a hit along the line. They call it foul. That was close.
That did appear to be foul. There is an umpire at third base,
so he's got the best view in the house for that.
How about the defense from the outfield today on both teams today?
Yes, it has been tremendous. And again, Chappie, that was a huge catch there to prevent Parkway from scoring, but still a dangerous situation. 0-1 pitch to Hankel here. Two outs, tie game. That's high in the zone. Again, Parkway still has runners on third and second.
Yeah, that catch was just over the shortstop's head. They were pulled way up. That was a kind of a blooper, so it wasn't very deep when she did catch it.
Hoying delivers. Here's a hard hit. Tubes. Hoying at second. She throws to Dosik for the out. So Parkway strands two runners, and we are going to extra innings, tied 1-1. Parkway and Rushi heading to the eighth now. on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
I'm Brian Billing alongside Casey Madison here on scoresbroadcast.com. We're in the eighth inning. We're going extras. Tie game between Parkway and Rushi, 1-1 in this Division 4 regional semifinal. McKenna Hoang at the plate to start Rushi off here in extra innings. Again, Parkway just stranded two runners in the bottom of the seventh. Credit Jayla Shappy for making a huge catch in shallow left field for the second out with runners on third and second. That was a potentially season-saving catch by her. Hoang strikes out on an 0-2 pitch there. She was looking. So one out quickly for the Panthers here in the top of the eighth inning. As you were saying before we went to that last commercial, Casey, just great play from the outfielders today.
Yeah, that's game-saving plays. Two in right field for Parkway, and then, of course, the one here last inning for Rushi in left field.
Yeah, Nichols has been so great in right field today with two good catches for the Panthers. Kelby Dosick at the plate now. Ball to her on her first pitch. Hinkle delivers. There is a grounder by Dosick. Two runs at short. She throws to Stevenson at first for the out. Two outs for the Raiders. They were able to start something with two outs in the last inning. I'll try to do that again. Again, Rushi was able to score two in the eighth inning against Southeastern in a district final last Friday, and they hung on to win that one 4-3. It'll be two consecutive extra innings games for Rushi in tournament play. Sage Hoang at the plate now with two outs. Ball low, 1-0 count. Hinkle winds and delivers to Hoang. That one high in the zone. 2-0 count.
Come on, man, two outs. Work hard, babe.
Hoang 1-for-3 today. Hinkle winds and delivers. Hoang hits a fly out to White in left field. That is a 1-2-3 eighth for Rushi. We head to the bottom half of the inning. Parkway and the Raiders tied 1-1 in extra innings in a regional semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCarty. Libertyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
I am Brian, going alongside Casey Madison. We're heading to the bottom of the eighth. Parkway coming up to bat, tied 1-1 between the Panthers and Rushi in a Division IV regional semifinal here at Northmont. Coming up to bat to start things off here in the bottom of the eighth for Parkway is Paige Stevenson, and that hits her. So Stevenson, who was 3-for-3 on the day, goes to first after being hit. Again, Parkway got off to a great start in the bottom of the seventh. Looked like they had won it, but Jayla Shappy came up from right field, made a diving catch in shallow right field on what looked to be the game-winning hit to keep Rushi alive. That was the second out of that inning. Rushi was able to record a third out. Parkway stranded runners on third and second. So Stevenson on first base to start things off here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Now at the plate is Adria Miller, second baseman, a left-handed hitter. 0-1 count. She swung at one late there, Casey, if I saw that right. The batter in the on-deck circle is partially blocking my view.
That was the changeup. She got her way out front. Hoying got her way out front of that one.
Okay. So an 0-2 count. Hoying winds and delivers that one low for a ball. Yeah, that we saw that against Southeastern, too. That changeup was very difficult for the Trojans batters in that district final victory. Hoying at 97 pitches, 1-2 counts here. She delivers to Miller. There is a throw down to second as Stevenson steals. She is easily safe. So Stevenson now on second. 2-2 count to Miller after that ball two on that pitch. Again, Parkway and Rushi tied 1-1. Hoying delivers on the 2-2 pitch. That is hit to foul territory along the third base line. I think it knocked a Rushi spectator out of their chair down there. That looked like something that may happen to me. Hoying delivers on the 2-2. There is another pitch fouled.
Hoying is seeing something in Miller's swing. Miller looks to be tardy on these fastballs, and so she keeps pumping her with fastballs. She's having trouble timing it up right now, but she is fouling them off and staying alive.
Miller again, 1-for-3 on the day, 2-2 count. Stevenson on second for Parkway in a 1-1 tied game here in the bottom of the eighth inning. We're in extra innings on scoresbroadcast.com. I am Brian Filling alongside Casey Madison. That was a ball on that pitch, so another, a full count.
Another fastball.
So ball three to Miller. Hoying on the rubber. Wines delivers. Miller sends one there to Gubo, who makes a diving catch in center field. Another great catch by
goodness.
A center fielder. That looked to be
goodness.
A potential game-winning hit. But that, Reese Gubo comes up, makes a diving catch for the first out.
That was outstanding. Again, another diving catch. That looked like that was going to fall in the gap. And she comes over and makes it. Shoestring diving catch. Outstanding again.
And she threw back to second quickly, so Stevenson has to stay at second. One out, though. Stevenson on second. And now at the plate for Parkway is Avery White, the left fielder. White 1-for-3 today. A little bit of discussion there amongst the players. White now walking into the box. Umpire has cleaned off the plate, and Hoying ready. One out, one runner on, bottom of the eighth. White hits air first pitch to Gubo in center field. That was an easy catch for her. She only had to take a few steps on a slow jog to be able to record that out. So two quick outs on fly outs to center field. Now coming up to the plate for Parkway is Maddie Jacobs. She's 0 for 2 on the day. Stevenson still on second. Hoying Wines delivers. That is a ball. Was that outside, Casey?
Yeah, just outside it looked like.
1-0 count for Jacobs. Hoying Wines and delivers. That is in there for a strike. Makes the count 1-1. Two outs in the bottom of the eighth. Rushi and Parkway tied 1-1. Rushi, senior pitcher, McKenna Hoying at the rubber. Wines and delivers to Jacobs. She hits a pop-up right to Hoying. Hoying runs back five or six steps and records the third out. So after Stevenson is hit by a pitch to start things off, she can't get past second. We have played eight complete, and this Division IV regional semifinal marches on, tied 1-1. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Rushi and Parkway tied 1-1. We're in the top of the ninth. Rushi batting. CC Borchers has a quick out. Casey, I was checking the baseball score on my phone, so I missed that, so I'll have you describe that there.
She just bunted it back to the pitcher, and it was a real slow one, and she almost beat it out. It was a bang-bang play at first.
Henkel able to record the out, though, so Borchers goes back to the dugout. Shea Hammonds at the plate now with one out in the top of the ninth, and 1-1 score, and extra innings between Rushi and Parkway. Hammonds 0-3 on the day. She had a great game against Southeastern. We'll see if she's able to come up with one here. There is a low ball, 1-1 count now. It is a final score for Rushi's district final baseball game. The Raiders beat Miami Valley Christian by a score of 6-0. Hammond sends one to deep center there on a 1-1 count, but Louth makes the catch for the second out. And Corey Gubo coming up now for Rushi. Again, she entered here late in the game. She is 0-1 on the day. She had the game-winning hit in that district final against Southeastern last Friday. So the Raiders baseball team, 6-0 victors. They will play in a regional semifinal next Thursday at Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield. Rushi softball trying to extend its season here at Northmont, tied 1-1 with Parkway. In the top of the ninth inning, Raiders have two outs. There is the pitch from Hinkle. That is a ball. So Corey Gubo with a 3-0 count here.
All right, guys, working hard.
Hinkle winds and delivers. That is in there for a strike.
Hey, do it again, Niners.
The 3-1. Hinkle winds and delivers to Gubo. And that is a ball. Corey Gubo goes down to first base with two outs. And coming up to bat for the Raiders here is number 9 hitter for Brucey and left fielder Jayla Shappy. Shappy 2-for-3 on the day. Had a productive day in the bottom of the lineup. Her first pitch was low for a ball.
And if it wasn't for Shappy's catch in left field, we'd be going home right now.
Yes, yeah, we've had great outfield catches all day long. Louth has a pitch high. And then Suzuki throws back to first to keep Gubo honest there. 2-0 count. Hinkle on the rubber. Winds and delivers. Shappy hammers one down. A grounder to Bruns. She throws to second to record the third out of the inning. And we head to the bottom of the ninth, Parkway and Rushi tied 1-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Parkway and Rushi tied 1-1 in extra innings. We're in the bottom of the ninth. Starting the inning for Parkway is Audrey Nichols, right fielder. She is 0-for-2 on the day. She is up 2-0 here to start this bottom of the ninth inning. Hoeing delivers. That one is in there for a strike. Here is the 2-1 from Hoeing. She winds, delivers. It is outside for a ball. And Parkway has gotten runners on base early in both the seventh and the eighth innings. They've just been unable to score. Rushi's made some great defensive plays in that time to keep its season alive. There is a pitch in there for a strike. Full count now.
The intention mounts with every pitch.
Hoeing delivers. That's a slow pitch. It drops for what will be a double as it gets by Shappy. That was, I think, a changeup there from Hoeing. Nichols was able to time it up.
Somebody finally timed it up.
Yep. And she set a nice line drive past Shappy into left center field. So that is a double by Nichols. Once again, a runner on base early in the inning for Parkway. They've been unable to push any across in the last two innings. We'll see if the Panthers can here now. Nichols on second. Temple at the plate. She tried bunting there. It goes foul. We'll go back to do it again with an 0-1 count.
The line drive to the left center field gap. Chappie, who had made a great play the last time, was going at the angle to try to make the play. Realized she couldn't, and ball on the angle, the ball got past her and rolled to the fence.
Emery Temple, third baseman, bunts there. And there is a tag out by Hoang. It went right back to Hoang. She picked it up and tagged Nichols out as she was running to first. Excuse me, tagged Temple out as Temple was running to first. Nichols advances to third on the play as the wind picks up here at Northmont. We have to hold down everything here at our table to make sure papers or the canopy tent does not fly away.
Last time Britton Bruns was at the plate, she drove a ball to left center field, or left field line fence.
And she is 2-for-4 on the day at the plate now. Nichols, the potential winning run, is 60 feet away at third. And Rushi Coates, Michelle Mullenkamp, comes out to talk things over here with her players in the circle. Again, one out in the bottom of the ninth. Runner on third. And Britton Bruns, the shortstop, 2-for-4 on the day at the plate. And as you said, Casey, nice hit from her last time she was at the plate.
You almost have to pitch to her, though, with one out. Hope to maybe get, you know, record her out. But she is a dangerous hitter in this situation.
The conference in the circle is over. Hoang ready to pitch to Bruns. There's the first pitch. It is in there for a strike.
Getting ahead once again.
Parkway has failed to push across runners in the last couple of innings that could have ended it. They now have a runner on third with one out in the bottom of the ninth. Hoang delivers on the 0-1. It's in there for a strike two. So Bruns behind. She gets some directions there from Parkway coach Trey Stover along the third baseline. She fouls one off on a grounder along the first baseline there. Parkway fans on their feet surrounding us here along the first baseline at Northmont. Dugout to our right. They are going crazy in there as well. 0-2 pitch from Hoang to Bruns. Runner on third. 1-1 tie game. Hoang delivers. There's a hit. It lands down along the right field line. Bruns with a game ending RBI single on a hit along your right field line. It was a liner that dropped in shallow right field. Nichols scores easily to give Parkway a 2-0 victory over Rushi in a Division IV regional semifinal. Wow, what a great game between these two teams, and what a different game from the one they played just back on Saturday, May the 5th. That was a 14-7 victory Rushi had in that regular season game. They scored 8 runs in the 6th of that one to earn that win. Much lower scoring game here today, but Parkway started hitting late. Casey, you just had the feeling that they were going to be able to push one across the way they had seemed to start hitting Hoang there. Rushi made some great defensive plays in the 7th and the 8th to stay in it. But Parkway able to come up and earn the victory.
Well, one thing you notice is the coaching, Trey Stover and his group, you saw how they coached the batters. Hoang liked to pitch the ball on the outside corner, and they knew that. All game long, they tried to hit the ball to right field. And after Bruns had taken strike two on the outside corner, you saw head coach Trey Stover tell her, hey, go with that pitch, go with the pitch. If it's outside, go with it. Sure enough, the next pitch, she went with it, just foul to the right side. And then the next pitch after that, she drops a nice line drive into right field for the game winner. So they are definitely going with the pitch that Hoang was throwing on the outside corners.
A great single, RBI single by Britton Bruns there, as Casey just described. That pushes across Nichols for the winning run. Parkway beats Rushi 2-1 in a Division IV regional semifinal. Again, Nichols started off that inning with a double. Then Temple hit a sacrifice bunt to move her along, And that moved her to the third, and Bruns able to come up with that RBI single to end this. In nine innings, Parkway beats Rushi 2-1. We're going to pause for a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the action here at Northmont High School. Parkway 2, Rushi 1 in nine innings on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Rushi falls 2-1 in nine innings to Parkway in a Division IV regional semifinal. What a great season for the Raiders, who finish with an overall record of 18-8. Again, as I mentioned in the pregame, if you look at the Shelby County League website, they do have that a game against Arcanum earlier this month down for a victory that was rained out in the third, so technically does not count as a win, as you have to go five complete for a game to count. So they finish at 18-8 on the season. Parkway goes to 20-5, advances to face Covington in the regional final here Friday at Northmont. Covington beat Riverside 9-1 in the first regional semifinal today. What a great game this was. Parkway able to come up with the necessary hits to win it late, 2-1 in nine innings. The Panthers had two runs on 11 hits, and committed two errors today. Rushi had one run on seven hits and did not commit any errors. Great game, Casey. It could have went either way multiple times. But Parkway was just putting the bat on the ball there late.
Yeah, I think they had it out. They were jumping on the first pitch from Hoying, and they were also driving the pitches to the outfield. So they had good scouting report on Hoying. She did an outstanding job of scattering hits, not letting anybody cross the plate. But ultimately, they got enough bat on the ball to score the winning run.
Tremendous game again between these two teams, and a big difference from a 14-7 regular season game. So, Casey, obviously, you know, you never know what's going to happen when you play a team for a second time, and it was the pitchers who learned a lot from that one, and they brought their A game today.
Yeah, they did. Neither pitcher was dominant. Very few strikeouts. They let the defense do the work, and you'd be hard pressed to find more great catches in the outfield in one game than you had in this one.
It was a tough choice for the Clancy's star of the game, but Casey's got it picked out here, one each for both squads.
Okay, so for Rushi, we're going with Reese Grubeau, center fielder. She was 3-for-4 with two doubles and made a couple of really nice catches to keep her team alive.
Yes, yep. And then for Parkway, again, a hard choice there, but...
Yeah, you could have gone with Britton Brun. She drove that long double to left. She also had the game-winning hit. But let's go with Audrey Nichols, who in right field had two game-saving catches. This thing game would have been over sooner. And she was, also led off that last inning in the ninth, with that double to left and scored the game-winning run.
Reese Grubeau and Audrey Nichols, the Clancy stars of the game. Clancy's nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Rushi's season comes to an end. The Raiders lose 2-1 to Parkway in 9 innings. A great extra innings regional semifinal. Parkway again advances to face Covington in a regional final on Friday. Rushi's baseball team was victorious, though, if you didn't hear me say that. Final ended up 8-0. So a gradual accumulation of runs during the game for the Raiders baseball squad. They advance and will face Galleon Northmore. How about that in a regional semifinal? A week from tomorrow, a long way off here, a week from tomorrow, that is Thursday, June the 1st, at Carlton Davidson Stadium in Springfield. Scorers will be on site for that one. You can count on an airtime a little before 4:30 for that one. Great season for Rushi. Again, they end the season 18-8, third straight district title and regional berth for them this year. Parkway improves to 20-5 and advances to Friday's regional final against Covington. Any final thoughts on what was a great played game, Casey?
First of all, I'd like to thank you for letting me come back on here. It's been quite a while for me to do this, so I was a little rusty. So hopefully we can get back into the swing of this. But this was an outstanding game. Two pitching teams that are just battling it out, trusting their defense, bunts, timely hits, timely plays, and, you know, being a 2-1 game, anything can happen. And they definitely didn't disappoint people that made the drive.
Thanks again for listening here on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, Parkway beats Rushi 2-1 in extra innings on scoresbroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News, with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.